This program is brought to you by Babaway Media, overseen by the elders of the Chipman Road Church of Christ in Lee's Summit, Missouri.
We want to welcome you to join us for another lesson in Bible Basics. And the topic of God's challenge for this age. John 4 in verse 35 says, "Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh the harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. And he that reapeth receives wages, and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together." God sent Jesus into this world to save man, John 3:16. Every person on this earth is terminal, and God wants each one of us to be saved. He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance, 2 Peter 3 and verse 9. And the church has the greatest challenge today than we have seen in decades. And that's to bring our society back to God. Why is this challenge so great? Well, it's because we live in a confused world. Boys think they're girls, girls think they're boys, and nobody remembers that God made them male and female. Our world is at war in many places, if not most places in this world. We've had a major pandemic that took its toll on the world's economy, and the church is in a moral recession, forgetting the lessons of our past. And it's in a doctrinal recession, forgetting that God's word is truth. And yet Jesus would pray, "Sanctify them by thy truth. Thy word is truth," John 17:17. Today, people are sexually frustrated, mentally frustrated, and emotionally unprepared for the conditions laid before us. People are dying and going into eternity unprepared for what's coming. Jesus signals the urgency of the challenge when he told us, "Lift up your eyes," there in John chapter 4, verse 35. He wanted them to look right then. He wants us to look right now. It's kind of like my old horse shearer used to say, "Strike the iron while it is hot and don't wait for it to cool, because the heart bends easier when it's contrite." And if we wait till tomorrow, it may be too late. James 4 and 14. You see, in James 4, James reminds us that, you know, we're not promised tomorrow. Our life is a vapor. It's just here for a moment and then it's gone. We have no promise of time. But let me tell you and warn you, eternity is sure. And just as there's an eternity for heaven, there's an eternity for hell. And whether you like it or not, we're going to go to one or the other. There is no in between. Therefore, we need to work in the field as the harvesters of souls. Paul warns of the urgency. He says, "Brethren, my harsh desire and prayer to God for Israel is that it might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and go about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God." Romans 10, verses 1 through 3. "But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace to reveal his Son in me, that I might preach him among the heathen, immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood." Galatians 1, verses 15 and 16. And then in 1 Corinthians 9, verse 20 through 22, he reminds us all that he became all things to all people that he might save some. That's what we need to do. Not be a respecter of persons, but to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ to any and all who will listen. Maybe even to one or two who won't. Let's take just a moment, though, and think about what this challenge is not. This challenge is not the easy way. Jesus would tell us that this is a way in which few will find it, Matthew 7, verses 13 and 14. And it's not the cheapest way. We're going to have to give up a lot of things in order to make our way to heaven. Jesus says, count the cost, Luke 14, verse 27 to the end of the page. He says, what man's going to build a barn that does not first sit down and count the cost? What man is going to build his soul for heaven without first counting the cost? And yet Jesus gave everything for us, even heaven, Philippians 2, verses 5 through 8. You see, Jesus didn't have to leave glory, but he did, so that me and you could live. We must remember this world is not a bed of roses, and we were never promised a bed of roses. In fact, we were warned that the world hated him, and because it hated him, it will also hate us if we follow him in his way. John chapter 15, verses 18 through 25. You see, there's a great need today. It's not an economic recovery. It's not political reform. It's not a cure for the coronavirus. But it is a spiritual reform, a revival of the old Jerusalem gospel. The remembrance that God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16. It is to remember that when we believe that he is the Christ and we are willing to be baptized for the remission of sin, then we too can be adopted in to the family of God. The greatest need today is to prepare for eternity. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 7 through 9. 1 Peter 4, verses 17 and 18. Now look at yourself. What kind of shape are you in with God? Is your heart right with God? Have you obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ? If not, why not? I want to thank you for joining us in our lesson this morning. We hope to see you again next week for another lesson in Bible Basics.
We thank you for joining us today. We hope you have enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bibleway Media by visiting us at BibleWayMedia.org. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can find all of our podcasts on all major podcast platforms. As always, we thank you for listening.